With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Movement on the farm bill process took place in Washington, D.C. We'll have details on the progress farmers and ranchers have been waiting for.
Let's talk about my good friends at Riverside Building Center in Lisbon, the Tri-State's premier manufacturer of one-piece movable homes. They take the hassle out of home building. They have lots of unique floor plans to choose from, or you can custom design your own. You'll work with the same person from the start to the finish, and Riverside Building Center delivers these premier homes from Minnesota to Montana. Stop by today to see these beautiful homes or visit them online anytime at rbclisbon.com, where you can buy everything from a hammer to a house. That's rbclisbon.com.
House Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson and Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow each released overviews of each committee's version of the new Farm Bill last week. Joe Gilson, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, talked about each release.
Chairman Thompson released a five-page outline of his 2024 Farm Bill, and he also announced a House Agriculture Committee markup date of May 23rd. Moving to the Senate, Chairwoman Stabenow released a section-by-section of her Farm Bill, very substantial, clocking in at 94 pages. She has not indicated a date for a markup, but we're looking over both overviews that were sent out and trying to read through them and what it means for the Farm Bill.
He says both documents provide valuable insight into what the next farm bill may include.
Both overviews make large investments in Title I. We also see from Chairman Thompson's bill will include provisions to prevent states from regulating animal welfare outside of their borders. In Chairwoman Stabenow's bill, it does make conservation programs permanent. One thing she also wants to do is impose a $700,000 adjusted gross income limit for commodity program payments.
Gilson says this month will be critical in determining what's next in the process.
The May 23rd markup from the House Ag Committee, depending on how that goes, will determine what happens in this Congress in terms of the Farm Bill. If we get a solid bipartisan vote out of that committee, I think it can move to the House floor and really put pressure on the Senate.
Once again, that is Joe Gilson, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is using the warm weather as a good time to remind Minnesotans to use pesticides and fertilizers properly and with care. Agricultural Chemical Supervisor Christine Wicks.
When homeowners are applying products, do so early in the morning or later in the evening when wind and adverse weather conditions are less likely.
Wick says if you hire a professional lawn care provider, do your homework and make sure they're licensed by the MDA to commercially apply pesticides and fertilizers, including weed and feed products. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.